to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Black and white typed cruelty. Presented by stuffy midlife crisis time bombs. They wouldn't see her, wouldn't let her rest. A child, her name defended by those left behind. A tornado of typed torrid accusation tears through the fields of morning flowers. A child's memory chased by shadows, pitchforks and torches. Her only crime was being brave enough to be herself. So, as you may have heard, here in the UK, a young girl was killed. I am very wary of talking too much about the details of what happened for a number of reasons. Firstly, because I know that that's going to be very upsetting and potentially triggering for some people. And secondly, because I don't want to accidentally say something that could potentially prejudice the trial and therefore her family's chance at justice. The frustrating thing is that some creators don't seem to care about that and are just saying things that I think are definitely going to cross the line and potentially allow whoever did this to this girl to get away with it, which is really horrible, especially as some of them are just doing it for likes and clicks and everything like that. What I want to talk about and what I wrote that about was the media reaction to what happened. And it's really important to note, Brianna Jai, she was a child. She was a teenage girl. And the British media has a bit of a reputation for being cruel and heartless, mainly because they are. You know, if you that there are so many people that have just been tormented by our press, you know, famous examples, Princess Diana, recently Meghan Markle, Amy Winehouse, Charlotte Church, everybody, you know, had their privacy invaded, been torn down, had their appearances attacked, been followed and stalked by, you know, photographers and reporters, had reporters trying to infiltrate their social circles, hacking their phones, just refusing to respect any kind of privacy at all. And while I understand all of that, you'd think, just on a basic level, you'd think that they would at least, just for a second, they would try and be respectful and kind to a child. A child, you know, but they did not. So within days of this happening, there were newspapers here who were just completely disrespecting the memory of a child, you know, not giving a thought to the fact that, well, she's a child, and also that her grieving family are probably going to see this. These are not tiny little, you know, fucking internet blogs. These are national newspapers, read and sold all over the UK, huge web presence as well. And what do they decide to do with that power? Well, they decide to dead name a child that has just been killed for seemingly no reason. It had no relevance to the story, but they did it. There was newspapers who were quoting commentators and pundits saying saying that, Rihanna, you know, what wasn't a girl and things like that. And I just want to know, like, who signed off on this insane campaign of just hatred against a child that has just been killed. Like, who does that? What is wrong with these people? Is that what they think sells papers? Desecrating the memory of children? And for what? For what reason? Just why? Fucking why? You can't just be respectful. Leave this kid alone. You have to pick on her. She's dead. She's been killed. And rather than thinking about her grieving family, who are already going through enough, you do this. Rather than thinking about her friends who are also grieving her, you have to do this. Like, what the fucking hell is this? What? Why? Just to what end? I just found it so disturbing, frankly. And I already did not have high hopes for British media, I'll be honest with you, but it was just next level disturbing, I'll be real. And then if you look online, on social platforms, there's this kind of sensationalist, clickbaity content coming from true crime circles. Now, look, I don't mean to be a bitch, but I'm gonna. I understand true crime is something people are interested in, and that's okay, I guess. But really? This kind of clickbaity stuff, really? Really? Like, fucking hell. I'm seeing people, they're doing little, like, fucking pastel, fucking themed, you know, get ready with me while we talk about this young girl that's been killed kind of videos about this, which is, no. I mean, I don't think those kind of videos are okay for anybody, really. But Jesus, it's been less than a week, Christ. People making fan cams of this girl. They've managed to somehow track down her social media from before she was killed so they can make fan cams of this girl. There's people uploading archives of all of her social media as well, seemingly without the permission of anybody that actually knew her. And it's all got sensationalist titles, you know. Oh, look, come and look, it's her last TikTok before, you know, before her death. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And it actually, it ties into, just a second, because I, you know what this podcast is. We're very casual here. I'm cooking my lunch and I just realised I'm going to talk longer than my food has left to cook. So I'm just turning the oven off. Is that a competent way to do these things? I don't know. Anyway, it kind of ties into something else that I've been seeing a lot of over the last few weeks. And again, it's here in the UK, because apparently not one of us bitches knows how to behave on this island. What can I say? What can I say? I'm so sorry. So a woman named Nicola Bulley has gone missing here in the UK. And it's so sad. It's so horrifying to know that that's what's happened. To know that anybody could have that happen to them. And almost right from the beginning, people started treating it as if it was like a fucking point and click detective game or something. That there's a whole Reddit subreddit where they talk about their investigations into this woman's disappearance. Now, I will grant you, it does seem that the police are, have made some mistakes, and they admit that themselves. But that does not mean that the great British public needs to step in and play fucking Sherlock Holmes, especially when some of them don't seem to have a fucking clue what they're talking about and what they're doing. There are numbers of people harassing her partner because apparently he didn't look sad enough when being interviewed, or he looked a bit sus to them. They're swarming the place where she was last seen to take selfies and to film TikToks and all that shit. And oh my God, this fucking hell, this subreddit, man, it's so gross. And on top of that, I feel so much sympathy for this lady as well, because so much of just her private information has just been put out there. I'm not going to repeat it because it's not my business. It's not our business. We don't need to know. And just her whole life is being torn to pieces by all these people who are treating her like she's not a real person. They're treating her like she's some fun fictional character, like I said, in a detective game. And they just... It's like a lack of empathy. It really is. And I find that terrifying. And I worry about similar things happening with this young girl, Brianna, as well. Like I said, there's a lot of really insensitive shit going on online in regards to her. There's also been a lot of, abusive shit being thrown around as well, which is just really disgusting. And again, it's like people are forgetting that she was a real person and that she means so much to real people who are going through the worst thing imaginable right now and really don't need a bunch of people making it worse. And so you have to ask yourself, why is it that the British press and the British public are seemingly incapable of treating the victims of horrific tragedies as if they're real? As if they're real people who were here on this earth with us, walking around, living a life, have connections, have friends, have families, people that they mean something to, people that can see all of your fucking speculative Reddit comments and sensationalized YouTube videos and all of that shit. I know it's frankly redundant to say something like, I don't know, hashtag be kind or whatever, because I seriously question whether we've all got it in us, but I don't know. I guess I'm just mad because I'm just seeing, these girls and these women just treated like, I don't know, like characters on a police show or something. People are acting like they're watching an episode of Line of Duty or something, and none of this is real. And I'm sorry, but it is. A woman is missing and her family are going through hell, and a girl was killed and her family are going through hell. So I don't know, maybe we could all try and not be dreadful. Should be respectful of these people. That's a kid who's lost her life. Maybe journalists out there, you know, dickheads on Twitter, maybe don't make it your mission to try and spread around a name that she didn't want to be called. Just as a thought, maybe don't spread around social media posts that maybe, you know, should stay private, you know? If you're looking at a missing woman and her life, maybe consider that you don't need to know everything, because you're just some person. You don't know her, and you're probably not going to crack this case. All these people on Reddit, they are not going to crack this case. It's like that time. There was, I believe it was the Boston Marathon bombing. And Reddit was fucking convinced that they had cracked the case. They got the wrong guy. They got the wrong fucking guy. They didn't have a clue what they were doing. You know, you see them all the time going on about how they've cracked the Madeleine McCann case, and then none of them saw it coming when the police actually nailed a suspect. They were all like, wait a minute, but what about my theories? Your theories are bullshit, my dude. They're just... like, I get it. Sometimes you get caught up in something and you just, you know, it's exciting feeling like you're a part of something. But think about it. What if it was you? Or what if it was someone you loved who was suddenly the center of this circus of people with no real connection, people who are just basically nosy? How would you feel? What would you do? So maybe when we read about these things in the newspaper or on social media, we hear about it on the news, we can just try, as redundant as it seems, to, I don't know, I don't want to say hashtag be kind, because I think it's stupid, but just try and put yourself in the shoes of the people around them and think, if that were me, would I want to read my 6-page theory on why, you know, her partner did it, or, you know, the kids did it or something? Would I want to read that? You know, if you're reading about a kid who's lost their life, think about it and say, if that were my little sister, if that were my daughter, would I want a bunch of people on the internet trying to post all their private information and make sure they post it first so that they can get the most engagement and the most ad revenue on YouTube and TikTok? Probably not. And then act accordingly. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.